No, Daf Tes, it says, for a tiny, we learn like this. The Pesach says again, V'komatz Mishom, it says, Melakumtz, the Pesach says, Misolto, Umishamno, Akol Levinosom. That you have to take from its flower, from its oil, from the Abad Levina there. So we dash from this extra Pesach here, Prat, it comes to exclude, Shechos Vesolto. So even after you made the Kemitza, if some flour is going to be missing, or as for Choscho Shimon, if you're missing some oil, or as for Choscho Levina, so if you're missing some of the Levina, that'll be possible, you can't make the Kemitza. You see, when the Pesach says beyond the Seraph, it means the Kuber has to be there. So who by us also, when the Pesach says that Nisha Badam, means you have to have them to make the Mitzvah Dam. And if you don't do it, you're not making the Mitzvah. So it's like here, we see by Mincha, that when it says beyond the Seraph, means there has to be left over. So Mar says, no, I'm going to tell you, Hosam Ksir beyond the Seraph, Kruya Yisrael Ksiv. I tell you, here by Mincha is like an extra Pesach. There are two diukim, Budash, the Joshua was from Misot and Mishamna. So why does that have to say again, Vayner Seres? Since it says it again, Vayner Seres, like two times, Likuva. To hear by Mincha, you only make the mitzvah, if after you make the kemitzah, the whole shrine has to be around. Up until you burn the kemitzah. But if part of the shrine, the leftover Mincha, got lost, you will not be making the mitzvah. Why? Because here it says like two diukim. It says Mishamna, Misot and Mishamna, and also Vayner Seres. Mashenkin Bayes, the passage just says once, Vanisha Badam Yimotse, there we could just say means, if you have leftover blood, Mechatchila, you should press against the third of the Mizbeach. But that there has to be Likuva. Most of Rav Udi Shmuel, I wish we asked a question like this. The Rav Udi asked a question to Rav Udi. The Gemara Zvechana says, Echad Chatisayf, the Yechad Oilasayf, either one of them, the Chatis or the Oilas of a knife, Shemolkon, that the Kohen made the Malika, or Mitzah Domen, and then Bishas Mitzah, while he was pressing down the bird against the Mizbeach, he had a Machshava then, Chutzim Kohenom, teach from it the wrong place. So Tosel, V'yayim Bekoros, that's always the Machshava, Chutzim Kohenom, always makes the Psul, not Chiyat Koros, not the real Piggle. Let's say he had the Machshava, the Chutzim Manon, he had the Machshava, teach from it the wrong time, Piggle, the Chiyat Malav Koros, that's what it says the Gemara in Zvachim. So Katani Mias, what we learn over here, that Mitzvah Domen, it says clearly, Echad Chatas V'Echad Ola. Mas even by Korban Chatas, even by Chatas Seif, B'Shash you make the Mitzvah Dam. That's after the Hazor, when you spritz it, when you squeeze it against the Mizbeach, that's when you can have the Machshavas Pigel. So here you see clearly the Mitzvah Dam by Chatas Seif, is Likub, it has to be done. So the Kasha on the first sheet before. Mas says, no, who most of Leah, yes, the question, who Mephalos, no, he answers it. I tell you here, that Gemara means it's Tzadim, Ketani. Just means it's Tzadim, means to say, by an Oyler Seif, it's that way. By an Oyler Seif has no Hazor. An Oyler Seif, the whole mitzvah is to take the Oyler and squeeze it against the Mizbeach. So by the Oyler, then we say you can make Tigel B'Shas the Mitzvah. But that's only by Chattas would not be that way. By Chattas would only be B'Shas the Hazor, and not B'Shas the Mitzvah. The Rashi said, it's Tzadim, Ketani. The Shemolka and Mashma Tevayev, Achat the Seif, Rela Seif. Or Mitzvah Doma does not go on birth for the Moni on Oyla Seif. The Les Bazor, Rela Seif does not have Azor at all. Ela Mitzvah. Avachat the Seif, Dika Azor, could be Miachash, Letig, would be Azor, Lemotz Mephaga, Le Mitzvah. It could be the Mitzvah in the market. Kufu, what would you say? Torah Dvar Rabbi Shmuel. Torah Rabbi Shmuel says, Shem Nisha Badam. Doesn't it say, if some dam is left over, then you should make the mitzvah, it's not likuva. You tell me, the Tanna of Rabbi Shmuel holds, it's not likuva. But the more I have, the Tanna of Rabbi Shmuel, another Tanna of Rabbi Shmuel says, the Gemara's Zvachim. The Tanna of Rabbi Shmuel also, Shirai Makfim, the end of Gemara's Zvachim, he comes out to say that Shirai is Makif. So where you see the mitzvah dam should be Makif. The Yom Rapopo, mitzvah chat to say, think about now, the whole Makhlaik is over there, the Mamish Dif Halacha. When you Dif Halacha to make the mitzvah, of a chat to say, after you made the hazor, later with leftover blood, that you have to press it against the yisod of the mizbeach, if that's likuva not, that the Rabbi Shmuel holds it is likuva. So who is the steer in front of the Rabbi Shmuel? Here now is the more tamashma son of the and there is tamashma no, it's even by the evid. So the more answer is anachanami. Trey tanoi valibu the Rabbi Shmuel. You have to say that there's a machlekes tanoi in exactly what the Rabbi Shmuel hold anachanami. Over here in our Gemara, the Rabbi Shmuel held the Yod, that's not Likuvay. And there on the Gemara Zvachim, there it's called, yes, it is called Likuvay. Now the Mishnah says like this. Oila soif, ba oila soif, moi limbo mishahukshu. Say malokom. As soon as you mark the shit, it's Kurdish Kadoshim, it has a misdemeanor on it. Nimlukot, when the Kurdish comes to make them likom, Yezuchshu, then at that time the boss gets a shame buster on it. Lifts up a tfuyam now for tfuyam, touch it, it becomes possible. When the Chusik Yapurim, or the Lina, who had been there, the Psul and the Chusik Yapurim, touch it, it becomes possible. Or the Lina, now if the Dam gets left overnight to be Psul Lina. Now, Mitzah Dama, once the Kohen makes the Mitzah Dama Oilah, there's only Mitzah Dama, you have to press the Oilah against the Mizbeach. It's Chayot Malam Mishum Tigal, Nase Vatamid. That's called the Yotz of the Mitzah Zrika. Then it's Chavadin Tigal, if you may, Mashur. Tigal, Nase Vatamid. Hereby, by Ola, since the whole thing is burnt, you still have an Issa Mila even after this Rika. Until you take it out to the Beis Hadesh, and the Beis Hadesh means that you already burnt it on the Mizbech, and then the Kai Mitzvah Trumas Hadesh, and the next morning the Kohen took out the Trumas Hadesh from it, that's called Nasa Mitzvah, and then the Issa Mila goes off. Now, what's going to be by Purim Hanisrofim or Siyum Hanisrofim? These are the Chatif Hapanim. They're supposed to be burnt. So Moilim Ben Mezhut Pesho again has a lock of Kurdish Kadosh. As soon as you mark this, it has Nisimila. Nishchetot, when you make a Shkitu on it, Hukshu lifts to the Tfuyam. Then the boss gets a shame boss, so the Tfuyam touches it, becomes possible. That's in the Chutz Kippurim. Or Din of a Lina, now if the Dam is left over to be a Psal Lina, he's the devil. Let's say make this Rika Saddam, I just got this happening. Then Chayot Malay Mishun Tigal Nisim Vitam, then he can be Chala Din Psal Tigal in the Korbin. Rasu becomes Leisra Tamei. Well, Merlin Ben, you have an Issa Mila even after Zrika, the Beis Hadeshen, Ad She Yutuch, until the Boster is burnt up completely, till it becomes Ofa. Then it's called Nas Mitzvah, and then the Issa Mila go off. Now, Oila, a regular Korban Oila, is Merlin Bo Meshut Pishun, so as soon as you mark the shit, it has an Issa Mila on it. Nishchato, as soon as you make a Shchitur on it, Hukshro Lipsa, again, it becomes kosher to have a dim soul of a tefillah on it, and the chutz kippurim. Or the leading for dam is left over, mishinis, or a dam to make this because of dam, and the chiyot malay mishun pili nes vatamei, v'yei meilim b'yoris. But there's no issa mila on the oris of a korban oila, because that goes to the kahanim. Av a meilim the boss, but the boss has an issa mila because it's supposed to be burnt, at you take the base of the ashen, so it's common, so you made the mitzvah so if you burnt, then you took off the shum of the ashen. Chatis v'yoshim v'zivchei shal mitzibor, had lech of Kurdish Kadoshim by Shavuos, even the Shalmitzibor, is Merlin Ben, Mushuk, as soon as you mark the Shiraz Nisimila, Nishchato, Esther, Shkit, Ruch, Shalusso, but for Yom Kurdish Kippurim, or Valina, Nizrak, Dalmud, Chayot, Mulay, Mushuk, Pigon, Ruch, Sibatami. Ain Merlin the Bosser, there's no Nisimila on the Bosser, because like a regular has a Heter Achila. Ava Merlin be a Varayim, but on the Emurim, that's supposed to be burnt, has Nisimila on it, Achiyot, Labet, Sir, and Dirtai, Gat, Labet, Sreifa. Stay alech in the spread and shrews, Merlin Ben Mishut, the Shunuz Yamakashit. Come of a time as soon as it gets burnt, baked in the oven, comes brown on top. His look shall listen with Fuyam, because Kush becomes possible with Fuyam from the Chusikipurim. The Lishka Pelem is a Zevach, that he can make a Shrita, then he could shech the carbon. The boss was, the lechem is fit for the have the Kiska Terra to be shechted, that's Makadish, the lechem. Nizrak dam shakvosim, what should make this rika dam of the shnei kvosim? Chayav mulei mishon pigo, that can make pigo nalechem also nais vatami. V'yem ba mila, there's no more yisra mila after the shrita, after the rika, but then it's chala after the achila. Lechem ha'pavim, you have every Shabbos, moilam bo mishut, as soon as you mark the shir, it has an yisra mila. Korn betana, when your bacon comes brown in the oven, hoch shalusta b'tfuyom of chutzik epurim. Then it has a shen lechem, b'tfuyom can make it a posel. Ulisada gabashur, that's what you put on top of the shulchan. Korva habizu, you can take the two cups on top that has lavoinim inside it, and you put it on his back, you burn it. It's chiyav mulei mishum pigo, that takes a reek of it, and that makes now, if you have a machshavas pigo, it's chal pigo now in the lechem. Rode din noitz v'tamei. V'yein b'mil, no more is the milo now, because it's a hefta for karam to eat it, a regular, when you mark the bezichen. Ha menachas regular mincha meulim be mishum pishu, tunu you mark the shit. Kod should be clear when you put the mincha into a klishoris, hoch shal listen with chiyam of chus kipurim. Over Lina, then leave it overnight to be absurd. Once again, the Kushus Aguf, Kushus Aguf on it, then it's absurd Lina if you leave it overnight. Or leave it there to Shkia. Korv HaKoimitz, once the Koim makes the Kemitzah, Chayov Mulemishon Pigo Nesu Vitamei. V'yein Moilem B'shuram. There's no word similar on the shrine, because the shrine is mutatit if it's not pigul. Al Moilem becomes, but the Kremes itself has near similar on it, Achieta Besavashan. Since it's a mitzvah Torah to burn there, the mitzvah, there'll be a nisamidu on it, up until it's burned completely, till it goes back to make the true mitzvahdeshin, till you make the yotzla beis hadeshin. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape. Here, we'll start the Mishnah again, Daf Tes here. Mishnah says here, Olas oif, you bring a carbon Olas oif, so moilum bo mishuk tishu. Soon as you mark the shit, it has nisamila, like kodesh is a kudusha saguf. So if you have hano from a Jehovah Nisamila, Nimloko, once the Kohen makes the Malika, Hukshu Ali Posta V'Tfuyem. After the Malika, then the Basar, or the gets a Shem Basar, then now if a Tfuyem touches it, it becomes Posal. We're also in Mechusa Kippurim. A Tfuyem is somebody who was Tami, went to the Mikveh that day, but didn't become evening yet. Whereas Mechusa Kippurim was like a Yoledes or a Mitzorah, that even though they became Torah from the Mikveh, but they didn't bring a Korban yet. So bracha by kachim, if they touch kachim, they make it possible. Uvalina, who had in is a psalina on it now also. That is left if the dam is left over. The dam, if the dam is left till the night time, becomes possible. What's going to be now mitzu dama? Let's say you make a mitzu dam. Mitzu dama chayov mala mishum pigal. Mitzu dam. That's the zrika you do by oila saif. That you take the oif and you squeeze it against the mishbeach, that's its zrika. So then, if you made a machshavas pigul, it's chal pigul. Chayav mala mishum pigul, because that's its zrika by oilas oif. Who adin, then it could become nice of the basar, or else for tome, it's a kainitsa. When it's tome, it'll be chayav misa for it. Or moilum bo achetes lebeis adeshin. There's nisa mila upon this oilas oif, since the whole thing is supposed to be burnt, so there's still nisa mila on it, and no part becomes muta. Until you take it out, lebeis adeshin. So the beis adeshin, that means when they make the truma adeshin in the morning, they take it outside to the beis adeshin. So Rashi says like techivah and the kula kol, since the whole thing is burnt, there's no head to lakanim, so there's always nisamila until it's burnt up completely, and then you take from its ashes, you take a truma adeshin. The pasuk says the erim adeshin. Then v'shuva she says kivon shenasa mitzvah se'merlim bo. Once you do the mitzvah of Trumas Adeshin, then there's no more Issa Miller on the yeshes. So that's called Rasha Teitzla Beis Adeshin. Now the most is what will be by Purim Hanasrofim, Musirim Hanasrofim. Those are Achatis HaPnim, that you bring it for the special Chatoim, which is Kodesh Kedoshim, but on these there's no Heter for a Kanan Tidit. But after Kabbalah Saddam, he's supposed to burn the Bosa. So Lachur is Moilun Bo Mishuk Tishu, as soon as you mark Tishta Beina, it has an Issa Miller on it. Nishkata, when they make a shchita on it, hochshu lisa, then the bosa gets a shame bosa on it, that it could become possible, but tfuyim, if tfuyim touches it, it becomes possible. Or when mechusik ipurim, whereas mechusik ipurim touches it, or valina, and the dam can have a psalina. Who's the dama? Once you make the zrika to dam, then chayof malay mishon pigla, the adamachshav is pigla, it's chal pigla then by the zrika, who adin, the bosa then could become nois sevetami. Or moilum ben, bebei sadeshin, you have a nisa mila on it by the base of dash, and here the locher is these poor man is rough, and you don't burn them on the mizbeach, but you take them outside to the base of dash and burn it there. So even while it's burning, there's still a nisa mila on the basa, and sheyutach habasa until the basa is burnt up completely. Rashi says that she is achal habasa until the basa is burnt up completely. Shenasa eifad, that's called the tzvosan. Then there's no more mila. What about her oila, a regular korban oila? Is merlin bo mishukish, as soon as you make the shit, it has chal nisamila on it. Nishchata, when you make a shchita, hochshu, same thing, lifts up a tfoyoim, or the chusik ipurim, or belina, the dam can have a psalina. Mishanizrak dom, as soon as you make a zrika as a dam, then it could be chayovale mishun pigol, if you had a machshav as pigol, nois to betame, and viyain merlin bioris. Here by korban oila again, the boser always has a nisamila on it, because it's not mutatit. But the skin of it, since that goes to the Kohanim, there's no Issamila on the skin after you skin it. But on the Basar, the Korbanot, there's an Issamila. Then the same thing until you burn it completely. And then you take off the Trumas Adeshin, that's called Nasa Mitzvosan. That's when the Issamila goes off. What's going to be the regular Korban Chattis, V'yoshem, V'zivche Shal Mitzibor? That's the Shlomim that's brought on Shavuos. These are all called Kodesh Kodoshim.
the same thing. As soon as you mark the shit, it's chalonis, the mule, you can't have a no from it. And if you do, you have being a korban osher milas. Nishchato, when you make a shkirtu on these behemis, on these korbanis, then the boss becomes kosher that if it's full yam touched it becomes possible on the chusik purim. Uvalina, the dam has a psalina on it. Nizrak dam, if you left the dam till night time. Now what's going to be if you made a kosher as rika nizrak dam, and then chiyav malay misham pigul naisavatami. And ain't merlin babosar, there's no wisamila. Once you make a zrika, these kabonis, since it's chal heter achilu, the kahanim can eat from the basar. So as soon as you make a zrika, the yisamila goes off. Like we have before machlekes in the heter zrika or heter shchita or heter achila. But once it becomes like mutter, then the yisamila goes off. Avu merlin bimurehim. But the emurim, the fat of the korb, these chatis and oshrim, you have to still burn. So there is nisamila achiyos lebeis adeshin. Again, until you make the beis adeshin means until you make the trumas adeshin. Now, what about the shtei halechem that's brought on Shavuos? Is also moilun by meshukdish. As soon as you makdish the flour, it has a nisamila on it. Karmel betana, once you bake it in the tana, it becomes brown. Hochshuli posel b'tful yom. Then it becomes roi, that if a tful yom touches it, it becomes posel, it becomes like tummy. When the chusik yipurim touches it. What's going to be now? V'lishchet aleim es hazevach. The halacha is by on Shavuos, you have to bring the shnei kvosim, that you shech them, and then the kaddish to shtei halechem. But you're supposed to only shech them when you already have the shtei halechem baked. So once it's already caramel paner, once it's already brown in the oven, that's called they're finished already. And then it's kosher to make the shchita on the kvosim to be mekadesh the shtei halechem. Nizrak dom shekvosim, let's say the kana made this rikas adam for these shnei kvosim, and then chayov malei mishum pigul neisavetamei, or even bichal pigul on the lechem. If you have machshavas pigul on the korban, it's chal pigul both on the korban and the shtei halechem. But v'yayim b'mila, there's no w'samila anymore on the lechem upon him, because once you make this rikalai, it's mutatit, the kanam alarit, from the lechem upon him. Therefore, once it's chalet rachila, the w'samila goes off. What about now, lechem upon him, that's what every Shabbos, the 12 lechems, is moilum bo meshuk tishu. Again, as soon as you mark the shit, it has a w'samila on it. Karmel betanim, when they bake it in the oven, it becomes brown on top. Hoch shu lifta, but tfuyom v'chus kipurim. Only he saw there agavi shulchan. Now it's fit to put these lechems on the shulchan, six on one side, six on the other side. Korvu habzichim. Then the mitzvah is to be marked with the bzichim. Those are two plates that they have on top of each side of the lechem, and inside the plate, like the cup, is the levina, and that is supposed to burn on Shabbos. That's that korva. So once you put it on the shulchan, now korba bezichin. If you mark with the bezichin, chayov ma all of mishum pigul. Like burning the bezichin, that's like the matir of the shtel of the lechem upon him. And therefore, if b'shas you burn the bezichin, you have a mind to eat it tomorrow. The lechem upon him, so you make it into pigul. Who are the nice of it left over till tomorrow becomes nice of a tamei? If the kohen's tamei eats it, it's chayav misa. And the yain by mila, like once you makriv the bezichin, then it's chal hetef for the kanim teeth from the lechem upon him, and therefore there's no more isa mila. Ha menachas regular mincha moilum behem mishuk tishu. As soon as you makdish the flour and the oil, it's chal nisa mila. Kitshu bekli, when you put the mincha into a kli shor as it gets kedushas aguf, then hoch shuli possible tfu yom of mechus kapurim. Then if a tfu yom mechus kapurim touches it, it becomes possible. Overlin, if you leave it overnight, it becomes possible. Korav HaKlemitz, once you burn the Kemitza, you mark of it, so then Chayov Molo Mishum Pigul Neisar V'Tameh, then it could be Chal Pigul and Neisar on the Shirayim, the leftover of the Mincha. If you had a Machshava B'Shas the Kemitza, or B'Shas the Avoidus of the Mincha, and it's Chal then, B'Shas you make Takto when you burn the Kemitza. That's when it could be Chal Pigul, and then what then? It could be Chal then Neisar V'Tameh. V'yein moilim b'shirayim, but once you burn the kemitza, then the malet chal heter the kahanim kriit from the shirayim. So therefore, the yisamila goes off. Avu moilim b'kaimitz, but the kaimitz, the handful that is supposed to burn on the mizbeach, so that's still called kachi Hashem. Therefore, there's still yisamila on that. Again, achiyetz lebeis adeshin until after it's burnt up. And you take off the trumas adeshin, that's called nasa mitzvoson. Once you do its mitzvah, then the yisamila goes off. Now the Gemara says, it may learn like this, hanena me'efer tapuach. That is, somebody has hanor from the ashes that's on the pile on top of the Mizbeach. That's called Me'efer Tepuach, from the ashes of the pile Shagavya Mizbeach. The Puach, yes, we used to bunch together all the ashes there. The Rashi says, Me'efer Tepuach means Hainu Li'acha Sherim Trumas Adeshin. Like every morning they used to take off the Trumas Adeshin a shovelful of the ashes that were burnt. So then the left of it is called the Efer Tepuach. So Shalruz, is there still Nisimilu on that or not? So if you nene from the Efer HaTepuach, so Rav Vama ain't Merlin, but Rav wants to know, Elohura, since she made the Trumas Adeshin already, so there's no more Nisimilu on the Efer. For Rav Yechida, no Merlin, but there's still Nisimilu on the Efer. If you have a no from those issues, you'll be over with Nisimilu. So Mer says like this, Lefnei Trumas Adeshin, if you didn't make the Trum in the morning yet, the Kohen didn't take a shovelful out of this, so then, kuli amalei pligu d'moylam bo. Like it says in our Mishnah, that even though you burnt up the kachim, but the ashes still have an issa mila until you do the mitzvah trumas adeshin. So before the kohen took out a shovel full of the ashes, take it outside to burn it outside the Beis HaMikdash, so then pshita, you have an issa mila. Ki pligu, we have the machlekes over here, liyacha trumas adeshin. If they made the Trumas Adeshin, they took the shovelful out, and mashma, they didn't take it outside yet. They just took the shovelful of the Trumas Adeshin off the Mizbeach. So, Rav holds a Meulam boy. Right away, there's no Mirsamila on the rest of the issues. Why? Harei Nasa Mitzvasai. Since you did the Trumas Adeshin, you took off a shovelful off the issues, so that's already called, you finished the Mitzvah, and the rest of the Aether has no more Mila. For Rabbi Yechonen Omer, no. Since the pasuk says the law of Ashakay Midei Bad, that says even if you take off the Trumas Adeshin, where Rashi explains you take a shovelful and you put it down on the side of the Mizbeach, then you have to go change your clothing, the kohen, and put on different big dekuna and carry it outside to the makom of the deshin, which was outside the Beis HaMikdash. But since the pasuk says when you carry it outside, the kohen has to wear begodim, it says the law of Ashakay Midei Bad. So, kivun the tzor of the big dekuna, since the kohen still has to wear big dekuna when he's carrying outside the sefer, is so b'tishasayu koi, it's like the eifer still has this kedusha. In other words, the kohen Rabbi Yochanan, it's not really considered like you finished the mitzvah of the Trumas Adeshin. So, therefore, the yisra mila is still there. Rashi said that Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan tzor, kivun the high hoi tzor is eifer tepuach, tzor big dekuna. When you carry out the issues outside, it's left with a big dekuna. The who will love us, the God of Macherim, that he has to change his clothing just means other big dekuna. They're not as choshev as the first pair, but it's still big dekuna. Therefore, it's still called the source of the issues, and you have to be moilam bo, according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, until you take the issues out to the Trumas Adeshin, they're still nisimila. It's only after the issues come outside, that's when the nisimila goes off. But calls about it's on the Mizbeach or inside, the Yisamil does not go off. That's a Vyechel and Shita. So Mora says now, let's see, Tam, we learned in our Mishnah, Moilan, but the Mishnah says all these cases, by the Erla Seif, that even after you burn the Erla, there's still Nisamil, it says, Achetetze lebeis Adeshin. There's Nisamil until you take it out to the Beis Adeshin. It's on the Chura, Kasha Lerav. It's Nash, even though you made the Trumas Adeshin, you took out the Shavuot, but as long as you didn't take it outside the Beis HaMikdash to the Mokum of the Deshin outside, still Nisimila. So it's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a Kashan Rav. Sumer says, no, I'll tell you, Kashrav, Omelech Rav, Rav will answer, what the Mishnah just means to say is that Shetil in the Beis HaDeshin. Just means once it's fit to be taken out. Meaning to say, as long as you made a Maisa of a Trumas HaDeshin, as long as you took the shovelful out from the ashes on top of the Mizbeach, that's a law not to take off the Yisamila. Rashi says, Tanan, it says, Moilam bo achetetla beis adeshin, mash mashafa pi shenitrim, even though it took off the truma, but still there's Yisamila, until your mamish take the offer outside the Beis HaMikdash. So when it says, according to Rav, the Mishnah means, achetira, mitainu ad haromis trumas adeshin, avalacha shetorim, that's all it means, once you make the truma, avalacha shetorim trumas adeshin, oisei hanishur, the ashes that are still left over inside, rove oimid loy tzoras adeshin. They're oimid to be taken out whenever you want. So therefore, since they're oimid to be taken out, there's no more isamila. That's the machlokes Ravin Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rav, the Yisimil goes off as soon as you make the mice of the Truma Tadeshin, you take off a shovel full from this pile of ashes. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, no, the Yisimil still remains on the ashes until you take the ashes out.